stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday, July 18th. We're back from a weekend. And like they said, Carmageddon, Schmarmageddon. There was
try,
no...
Try that again, Sam.
Schmarmageddon.
There we go. That's perfect on TikTok.
Yeah. Well, it turned out to be a whimper, man. I mean, there was nothing.
There was... I think everybody left.
Yeah, everybody left or stayed home, man.
I mean,
the roads were better than...
than ever.
And remember I told you that before? I had a feeling it was going to happen.
Cause yeah, because
it happened during the Olympics.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and during holidays.
I think
holidays.
We should, like, start a fake Carmageddon every single
yeah.
weekend.
I know. So people loved it, man.
It was amazing.
It was.
I was driving around, and I didn't go anywhere near the 405, but even around just, like, Hollywood, West Hollywood, there's nobody on the roads.
No, I know.
Everybody left. I know.
Yeah, so I was really proud of L.A. drivers, you know? And I'm sure they didn't do
For
it out
once.
Of their good heart.
For once.
Yeah. But at least they were cooperating.
So how was your weekend other than that?
My weekend was good. And I was hoping to go to the beach, but we didn't. So we stuck around. I went yesterday. I was made to help someone buy a car. So that was my whole day right there.
Wow, that's fun.
Sitting at the dealership. Yeah, I hate those things.
I do too.
It takes forever, you know.
Did they buy a car?
Well, almost.
Okay.
Today they'll probably pick it up or something.
A nice car?
Yeah, a nice SUV.
Why didn't you pick me one up while you were there?
Would you like one too?
I would.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
A Range Rover, though. Can you get on that?
I can get you a matchbox of one. Would you like that?
Yes, please, actually. Maybe even if I have it in my house, it'll manifest into the big Range Rover.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
Maybe. You know what? I'm going to try that, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
But there's definitely one thing you want to try. I was listening to Friday's show,
no.
And you're definitely on that what's your price? You're like totally into it. I didn't realize.
No, I really was. I mean, I was into getting feedback from people, but I've had some people write
in. No, you said you want to join, and you know what?
I was kidding.
I think you should.
I don't know. I said maybe I'm going to think about it. I said I'm going to join as a joke, but then I'm like, you know what? I don't know if I can do this. Let me think about it. I said let me think about it, and then I told people to write in, and I did get some people to write in.
Did you?
And thank you to Kelly and Jovi who wrote in, and they were both like, well, Kelly said, don't do it. She's like, she was writing from Michigan or something, or Oklahoma, I forget exactly. But Kelly was like, she goes, don't do it. Absolutely. There's weirdos out there. You don't need to do this. And then Jovi wrote in and said, I think you should do it, but I think somebody should be like a couple feet away from you watching.
Yeah, like a chaperone.
Like my dad. Yeah. I know, like a chaperone, exactly. I was like, so thank you guys for writing in and telling me and caring enough about me to say, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't do it. So I don't know. I think it'd be a disaster, to be honest.
You think so? I don't know, you know, because the thing is this. Look, you got to go out with someone you like that seems okay, you know?
Yes.
And then you just look at it as a first date and without any strings attached to it, you know?
But then I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
So technically,
what's
I'm
wrong
an escort.
With that? You're not, because you're not giving him head or anything.
But
you
that's,
know,
that's where you're right, but then that's where... in lies the problem, because what if this person thinks, okay, I paid her, now she's got to give me sex.
Yeah, well, they can ask that. I mean, but you know what? The payment thing is not really a secure thing. You know, I mean, the thing is
that
once you hook up and stuff, it's like he has to pay you when you meet in person.
Like the before the date.
The before and after type of a thing. Half before.
Like I was going to say half before, half after. So then I don't run out.
Yeah, that's what it says on the website. That's what they're suggesting.
Oh, is that what? Yeah, because the person would just take the money. Yeah. Like she'd be like, excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom. And then she'd never come back.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, you can still do it. You know, I mean.
I think it could be a total disaster. We'll have to ask our guest when she comes on. But yeah, it's a, I don't know. Like at first it's not, when I was talking to Matt, I was like, oh, this is so fun. I'm going to do it. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
Yeah.
But the more, there are weirdos out there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel kind of creeped out about it.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I mean, I checked it out and stuff, and all these women seem like too perfect. You know, I mean, it's not like, yeah, you know, it's
you
like
said
pictures.
It was fake, maybe.
I think it's like fake, you know. I mean, or maybe it's not, but they put a lot of people that are not real on there. You know?
Maybe they post different pictures of people that are not really them.
Right.
That could be.
Yeah, to generate traffic and stuff.
Yeah, because one girl's asking for $20.
Yeah,
really?
You know, some 40, 100, you know.
400, no less than 400.
No, four.
That's it, no less than 400.
That's her price point.
Hell yeah. If I'm going to go out with some guy I don't know that I met online, I'm going to absolutely demand no less than 400. Preferably 1,000, but, you know, we'll start with the 400.
Yeah. But what are you going to do when other girls just ask for 100, 150, you
They're
know?
Stupid. Come on, know your worth.
Yeah, but maybe nobody will pay you $400. Or maybe a real rich guy.
Then there we go.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to weed out all the ones that I don't want to go out with that aren't rich.
Besides, you're giving out the perception that you're really hard to get and worth a lot.
There we go.
You know?
See, Sammy?
Yeah.
So it's good.
Good.
We got that cleared up. There we go.
I got a classical host here. She's not just garbage.
She's not just willing to go on a date on whatsyourprice.com for
$10. Her self-worth.
400, baby. I hate you, Sam. But thank you guys for writing, or thank you guys for writing in and caring about me enough and my well-being to make sure that I'm safe. So thank you, Kelly and Jovi. You guys are awesome.
Yeah. We need you to be here tomorrow, too, you know? So
yeah, exactly. Right?
Stay alive, yeah.
I feel like, unless I get like a big bouncer to come with me.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
A big bouncer. Yeah, the guy's going to pay $400 and have a chaperone.
And then I'm going to give him like $200. I got to give the bouncer like $200 for being there. All right, I'm upping my price, $1,000.
Okay.
There we go.
So for those of you who didn't listen Friday, go to what's your price.com. What'syourprice.com. And it's sort of like a dating site for people that are willing to pay for a date.
You know?
And supposedly just a date, you know, it's not for sex or anything.
But, well, supposedly.
Yeah, but we all know what people do on these websites, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, even on Match.com, I understand a lot of people are like, you know, not really looking for relationships.
They just want to hook up.
Yeah, they just want to get laid, you know. So, so much for that.
Our guest is shaking her head. Let's bring her on in.
You want to bring on your guest?
Let's bring on our guest.
Okay,
she
why don't you go ahead and introduce her?
Yeah, I am so excited. Today is such a great day. Everybody, I have my co-star as well as my friend and an amazing, amazing musician, Faye Wolf. Hello,
Faye.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for the applause.
Yeah, we have a movie star here.
We do.
That's strong.
More like a rock star. She's an amazing musician, but she is my co-star on Rose.
Yes.
She plays my best friend, Veronica.
I do.
And she's incredible. And she's the funny one on the show.
Oh, so she's not funny. She's not your lover. She's a friend?
No, she plays my best friend.
Oh, your best friend on the show.
Yeah,
okay.
She plays a lesbian.
Right.
And I was a lesbian.
Right.
And now I'm bi on the show. But, yeah, so she's like my rock. And then stuff happens.
Yeah.
But she's the funny one. She's the comic relief on
out of my friends.
Like she's the comic relief. She's the really funny one.
Yeah.
Me, not so funny.
Yeah. No, you're funny. Faye?
No, I'm really not
that funny.
But Faye's
Well, maybe you're
really
not supposed
funny.
To be funny on the
I'm
show.
I'm not.
Right?
I'm straight man. You're the straight
exactly.
man.
Well,
I'm the straight not man. Literally.
Not literally. Figuratively. Yes. No. That's not my job. She's the comic. She's the funny one.
Yeah.
So and she has this great rapport with Anthony's best friend Chris, who's great, and they have a wonderful relationship together, and they become friends, and they're just funny together. Their relationship is just really cute and fun. Mm. So yeah, she's amazing. She's here.
Thank you for having me.
Yay! Thank you for coming on. Faye Wolf, yeah. Do you have anything to say about What's Your Price? Would you do it?
No.
Okay. There you go. Enough said.
For
done.
No price.
Done. No price.
Done. It's no a little price. Scary, right?
Of course.
Yeah. It's a
I
little
mean,
frightening.
I need a chaperone just walking down the street. You know what I mean? Like, it's
because she's a movie star.
I'm not a movie star.
But what about dates and stuff? I mean, doesn't that scare you? You know, I mean, if you,
mean
you
just,
go like on a blind date or something, you know.
I mean, I feel like it's so rare that it's a truly blind date. Mm. Like, there's usually a mutual friend involved.
Yeah.
And what if you're like at a club or something and someone picks you up and they're attractive?
I'm not in that many clubs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Bars.
Get together. Yeah. No. Sure. Bars. I definitely go to my share of bars, but I can't. Even if I would meet someone there, it's unlikely that I would
go out
home
with them?
With them that night. I'd probably get to, you know, it's
right.
You wouldn't whore yourself out.
And now
saying?
With like Facebook and stuff, it, chances are if you're gonna meet someone out, you're probably gonna end up knowing someone who knows them.
Right.
Yeah. But sometimes you don't. You know, sometimes you don't, and then you just kind of hope for the best,
you know,
and
I,
follow your instincts.
Yeah.
But,
and you know what I have to say
rare.
To cut you off, because I'm cutting you off.
I want you to.
I have to say, though, I like the fact of having Facebook. So you can say, what's your last name? I'll go look you up on Facebook before you commit to knowing.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you can find out a little bit more about them.
And there are pros and cons to that. But,
yes. But
yes. We're all sort of a little safer with Facebook, but
sort
it's also
of.
More creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about, was it Friday that we were talking about that? That
The what?
On Facebook, the Four Squares. Did you use
yes.
that?
Yeah, no. Four Squares.
I don't either.
Friday.
That's
I,
too
I think
deep
it's
for me.
It's so, well, I said to Sam a couple things. One, it's creepy.
Yeah.
I don't want people to know. Two, who the F cares? I don't care. Nobody cares where I am at all moments.
Exactly.
Really, nobody cares.
Right.
It's
yeah,
like,
except you stalk her.
Okay.
I'm sure you have more than one.
No, see, you know what?
Oh.
You two do not put it out into the universe.
Sorry.
I mean, you can stalk me, but okay. And Sam can stalk me, but nobody else. That's it.
Thank you.
You two do not put it out into the universe.
Okay.
It freaks me out. But no, that we were talking about that. But why? Yeah. Then we went into something else with that. What was the deal? We talking about Four Squares and then something else. Oh my God, I'm totally blanking.
We talked about a lot of shit on Friday. I don't remember. We talked about something else. Yeah, for a whole fucking hour we talked about other things.
We did. We talked about Four Squares and then something else that was creepier than Four Squares and was like Four Squares. I don't know.
They
whatever.
Keep getting
I can't think
creepier
of what
and creepier.
It was.
No, I do not like to check in places publicly. That's just like.
I get mad. I told Sam, I get mad at my friends that check me in with them. I'm like,
oh,
just leave
no.
me out of it. Like,
yeah.
What are you doing? My friend Cheryl does all the time. I'm
no.
like, Cheryl, will you stop?
No.
Like, thanks to Stephanie for going to the Saddle Ranch. I'm like, I'm not here. Like,
right.
Just leave me out of it.
I won't even
just thank
tag
me personally.
Friends' photos without their permission.
Yeah, me too. I do the same thing.
I
I've yelled at a couple friends who have tagged me in photos.
Mm.
Well, and the reason being not because I'm doing anything bad. It's because I look ugly and
right,
fat.
Of course. Well, I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
the
that's
chances
why
that you actually look ugly and fat
no,
are slim, but
no.
I get
true.
What you're saying.
It happens. So I always, if somebody tags me in a picture and I look terrible,
really?
I yell at my friends.
Uh-huh.
It's not even about, because I really don't have incriminating photos, to be honest, but like it's just so like if I look ugly and fat I get mad and then they untag me. I throw a little temper tantrum and then I'm done.
Your audience does realize though that you are the opposite of ugly and fat,
honey, but we all come on as a woman.
Yeah, she doesn't
sure,
realize
sure.
that
as a woman we
yes
all
there
have,
are pictures
thank
that
you.
I do not like of myself
yeah.
that there are you
I know we see things that
angle.
Other people don't see,
of course.
Yeah,
exactly. Like
I hear
we went to we did a photo shoot, was it last
oh, yeah.
week
it was like couple
2 weeks
ago.
2 weeks ago for, because we're the cover of, cover story for Lesbian News, Roses. So
mm-hmm.
next month.
Next month in August, everybody pick it up. It's just a free trade.
Yeah.
So you can go get it
okay.
in West Hollywood mostly.
All right. So
but
I'll have to drive
awesome.
Down there to get it.
I'll pick you one up, Sam.
Oh,
don't worry.
Thank you.
I'll pick it up for you because I know you want it. So
I know West Hollywood. It's like over the pink fence.
Oh, it's a
know?
Whole other.
So it's a whole other
world.
A
whole other world.
Literally over the pink fence. But yeah, so we did a photo shoot and it was me, Faye, and Kristen, who's our other co-star. And it was. I mean, these two beautiful women, you know, they're like, Faye's so little and skinny.
But,
and Kristen is so skinny, too. And I'm like the fattest one out of the bunch. And she.
Yeah, would you consider
goodness.
Her fat?
Never
I mean, she's not even
in
close.
Never in a million
you know?
Years.
Yeah.
would that word come
no,
to
I'm
mind?
No, I'm not.
Just,
look,
I mean, you're not tiny like Faye,
no,
let's
no,
say.
No, no, but I have an ass, I have hips, I have boobs. I get it. No, I'm okay with.
And like, those
I'm
things are actually attractive.
Voluptuous. Yeah. Voluptuous woman like Kim Kardashian. I was literally on set. I was like, see, my friend Cecile was the photographer, and we were taking pictures. She was taking pictures of us, and I was freaking out at one point. I was like, I look fat. We're not using these pictures. And these two were like, oh my God, Steph, really, just settle down.
Yeah.
But I do this. Shut I do this down. All the time.
Yeah.
Just let me get over it. It's fine.
It's fine. You got to work through it.
You know.
I don't.
Exactly.
I don't fault you for.
There we go. Anyway, enough about that.
Yeah, work.
Faye.
Society's
work through it. You. Find a professional.
You're definitely in the right
career.
Do you want to
be my therapist for? Do you want to be my therapist, Faye?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to go over well.
It'll be $500 an hour.
Great.
So you guys met on the set, or maybe before the set, of Rose by Any Other Name, right?
We did. We met
at the wardrobe fitting.
Oh, great.
So they never introduced you like before that?
Oh, no. We met at the audition. I totally lied.
I think we did meet at the audition.
We did.
And I was actually auditioning for your part as well.
Oh,
and then
right.
At the 11th hour, Kyle, our director and writer and creator, was like, maybe you should audition for Veronica. So
I read with you as Veronica.
Yeah.
Yeah, we read together. At the we were the last audition.
What chemistry we had.
It was right away. Just from the moment I saw her, I was like sucked
in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we met at the audition became fast friends once we started shooting.
But we met at the callback. It wasn't the initial read.
Yes, let's make it clear.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to. I'm going to make
it clear. It was a callback.
It was a callback. Yes, it was. It's very important to know that.
Yeah.
So we did, and we hit it off, and then we shortly after that heard that we got it. And then we had our first, like, run-through and wardrobe fitting and all that at Kyle's house. And then
Right.
Yeah,
and it's all coming back to me.
There we go.
Yeah.
It's like 17 years ago.
She is awesome and a pain in my ass at the same time.
Well, that's good.
She
that's how it usually
so
works.
So much shit
but
on and off camera.
What's awesome is that all four of the ladies,
yes,
from the start, chances are when you've got like four ladies on a set, like someone's not going to gel with another person.
Yeah.
And we all got along swimmingly to the extent that we would immediately start making fun of each other.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And just be
besties.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love each other. Like, in every one of my interviews, I say the same thing. And I'm not just blowing smoke.
No, it's true. It's true story.
It is really true. Like, we seriously get along. We fully support each other. Like, nobody's better than anybody else. Nobody acts like a diva. Like, and we give each other so much shit. And that's why I love being, like, working on this.
Well, that's wonderful, you know? I mean,
it's really great.
It's cool to be able to connect with people, especially ones you work with, you know?
Yeah, it just doesn't happen like that, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't
happen. You really don't get that. You get a fakeness in Hollywood.
Right.
Of like, oh, hey, how are you? Oh, my God, you know? But it's like, it's not real. But this is real. Like, we actually genuinely care about each other and support each other. And it's not, it's really refreshing. And Kyle's fun on the set, so he makes it fun.
Yeah.
You know?
It is positive energy on the set at all times.
Yeah, it's not, he's not stressed about things. It's really nice. And the crew is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's just so happy.
Yeah.
It's almost like we live in Disney World. The happiest place on earth.
Bisexual Disney World.
There we go.
That's really the happiest place on earth.
It really is the happiest place on earth. I love it. I'm going to use that from now on. So, Faye.
So, we're talking to Faye, obviously Stephanie's friend and co-star in the series. And you brought us some music, too, right?
I did.
Tell us a little bit about this. I mean, you're into music. You record
I am.
Songs.
I'm into music. The last... I've been an actor for most of my life. And in the last, like, 3 years or so, I started writing music and just kind of went down that path as well.
But so, you've always been
multi-talented.
Singing.
I've always sang. I kind of been like an actor who sings kind of
okay,
thing.
And always played
and,
the
like,
piano.
And I played the piano sort of to accompany myself. Like when I was a kid, I did like a lot of musical theater and things like that. And then I just started writing my own stuff a few years ago and found myself all of a sudden kind of being a singer-songwriter. And
I didn't know that.
It's
taking off.
It's been cool and weird and exciting.
Making music is very cool, I know, and recording and that sort of thing.
He's a big music guy, so.
Cool.
I'm a big music guy,
And your kids are, too.
I've never accomplished anything, but I can play the guitar
sure
and sing, you know.
True.
It is true. Nobody knows me.
Not yet.
Not yet, exactly.
But his kids are big into music
awesome.
As well.
I've been, like, learning that the music world, which is
totally different.
Totally
isn't it?
Different.
It is.
Totally
different. Is it harder, do you feel?
You know, I can't really say. I mean, it's definitely got its own set of rules, and it's a crazy sector of the entertainment industry, just like acting is, and has all the weird stuff that acting does. I don't know if it's harder. I mean, I'm at a different age now than I was when I like started pounding the pavement as an actor, and I've sort of learned enough about what it all means and rejection and self-worth and all that kind of stuff that I'm kind of just like
over that.
If this, you know, works out in certain ways, awesome. In the meantime, it's like bringing me joy to create it, you know.
But you have had some success. Well, in 2009 you released your EP Blankets.
True. Yeah,
right.
That was my
first
foray.
True.
Into the recorded.
And you performed at Hotel Cafe, which is one of my favorite venues to see music.
Yeah, I play there a bunch.
Yeah, I've been there once.
Isn't
it's
it great?
Cool. Yeah.
I really, really love it. They have some amazing acts there.
Yeah, everyone there is good. I mean, there's a standard there for
there,
sure.
There really is. If you guys don't know it, check it out. It's on Coenga. True. But you're playing there soon, right?
I'm not playing there soon. In a couple of days, I'm playing at Room 5, which is on La Brea.
And when are you playing that, so you can tell everybody?
Wednesday night, this Wednesday night, the 20th.
Oh, at what time?
9 sharp. Get there
Look
at 8:45.
Do you really get on at 9 sharp? Is it like 9
I really do.
Okay, good.
I really do. I start playing at 9.
Good.
At 9. Unless they're running behind, but usually they're pretty good.
Room 5.
Room 5.
All right, we'll have to check. And it's where?
It is on La Brea.
La Brea.
At
okay.
First.
La Brea and First. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like by...
Do you know Amalfi Restaurant?
I was just going to say
inside
that.
Inside of it.
Oh.
On top of it.
Oh, I know where it is.
Yeah.
And next to...
Next to the Acme Comedy.
There we go.
You know where it is.
I know where it is. Hells
yeah. And it's pretty easy to park there. Just saying.
It is, actually. So everybody check her out Wednesday at 9 p.m. You also have had a song on the TV show Pretty Little Liars.
I have.
Ah,
she has.
How cool.
A couple.
And which is my fave.
Pretty Little Liars?
No.
Oh, you're moving on.
I'm moving on.
Oh, the song. It's the song that's on it.
Yeah,
I was going to say, because I
up?
Also like Pretty Little Liars as a,
oh,
as
okay.
a show.
Okay,
you've never seen it. It's awesome. Anyway,
okay.
Continue.
But this is my favorite song. So we have actually a little clip of this. She, okay, so my favorite 80s song of all time is by The Outfield called Your Love, and she covers this. And
I love The Outfield, by the way.
Do you?
They've got great songs.
Great songs. Your Love is my favorite. It's been my favorite forever. She does an incredible version of it.
Really?
Like,
it's No, I'm not saying it. Not because she's staring at me and I feel the pressure. But she does an incredible version to this. It's like, it's almost unrecognizable, which is so awesome.
Yeah.
So let's play a little
bit. So she's got like your own rendition of it.
Yeah, and it's with the piano, and it's just beautiful and haunting and just... little clip, and it's
okay.
My faves.
So let's play Your Love by Faye Wolf.
This is a song by The Outfield. Things that I wanna say, you know.
Definitely an original version of it, you know.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
I love it.
Yeah, it's totally different from the original, obviously, you know, different beat and everything.
But it's so great.
Yeah.
I'm like obsessed with it.
Thank you.
No, I mean, it's like a big leap, you know, from the original to this one. Here, for those who don't know, let us play a little bit of the original from Outfield so we can compare this.
Here we go.
But so that's like your favorite song or something?
It's definitely one of my favorite songs from growing up. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I started to find when I started covering songs, in addition to, you know, playing my own stuff out, was that it seemed kind of cool to me to just take songs that were originally more poppy and upbeat and
change it up.
Almost, you know, songs you can like dance to, and then mm-hmm. just kind of listen to the lyrics and be like, wait a second, that's actually what they're saying is actually sad, you know, and like, or dramatic in some way.
Yeah.
But I never realized that mm-hmm. when I was growing up as a kid listening to it. You're just singing along with the lyrics and you don't realize it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a second. So it was kind of a way to kind of showcase the songwriting more, their lyrics, and be like, here to a new audience perhaps, and be like, listen to what he's saying.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
So the lyrics were pretty much the same, but you changed the whole like.
Yeah, the lyrics are the melody. Same, and the set of, you know, most of the chord changes are original. I changed the key and stuff.
But she's playing the piano, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
That's
obviously.
Pretty cool.
Let's play the original.
But yeah, the original is definitely a different kind of song, you know, but it's
and
cool.
And awesome.
Yeah.
And it's original. Oh, so good. This video is so good, too.
They've had a lot of great songs. I love this band.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
Come on.
Is this just the instrumental version?
No, it's instrumental.
No, it's just a big
intro.
Here it comes. I feel it. It's coming now.
Hold on.
Or not.
From 1985, this song.
I was five.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Were you born in 1985? Yes, I was. Shut up. Shut up. I'm proud of it. It's so totally different.
Yeah.
But so equally as great.
I think so. I love it.
I love it. I always, my request, I saw her perform, and I'm like, I just want you to play the Outfield. I'm like, don't get me wrong. Her stuff is amazing. Her original stuff is amazing. I mean, you guys should check out her album. Blankets, and then your new one coming out, which we haven't even talked about, which we will in a second, called Spiders.
Sure.
And but it,
spiders. I mean, most women are afraid of spiders.
Oh, we have had this talk. We have had this talk. Name is great, but the other day at the photo shoot, she was like, "Steph, I think I'm gonna get a tattoo." And I was like, "Ooh, cool. What? You'll look hot." She goes, "Yeah, I think I'm going to get a spider." And
wow.
I was like, what the hell is wrong with you?
I'm pretty sure that's awesome.
I'm pretty sure that it's not awesome. The only person that thinks it's awesome is Kyle, and that's not saying a lot. So,
Hey
now.
Look, I'm going to be such a badass with a spider tattoo.
Okay. What do you get? What's the spider? Are you getting, we were talking, are you getting daddy
long
legs?
Yeah, why spiders? Is that like your favorite pet or what?
I am, a lot of people are afraid of spiders. I'm not afraid of spiders.
Ooh, baby, taking a stand.
And whenever I see them, I let
play
them
with
live.
Them? Do you play with them?
I don't play with them.
Okay.
Sometimes I
thank
talk
goodness.
To them.
Steph, thank God. Thank God. But she talks to them, so that's okay.
Oh,
look,
you did talk to the
spiders. It's fine.
Okay.
Maybe I have a connection with spiders. And
there we go.
If I see them around, I either let them do what they're doing or I bring them outside. I'm not like a spider
killer.
Killer,
yeah.
Do you enjoy a good spider bite?
I mean, how many people are getting spider bites?
People do.
And are they fine, though?
Yeah, some.
Some.
Some, and some not. So what are you going to get, a Black Widow?
Some
right
turn
on
into Spider-Man.
Don't worry about it.
Hold on. This would be cool. Hold on. Are you going to do, like, a spider, like, here, and then have the legs come around?
No, that's too much.
Oh. That would actually be kind of cool.
Oh, now you're into it?
Well, that I would be, because that's kind of different and unique. But
I don't think... See, if people could see what you're doing, you're, like, making the legs come around the entire elbow.
Yeah. Or just the arm. I don't know. Go down
a
little
bit. I don't want an elbow tattoo.
Okay, don't get an elbow. Fucking get an arm.
No,
like, on the arm.
On the arm.
Okay, but then put the legs, like, around. Like,
you want me to wrap the legs around?
That'd be
hot. You know what? Maybe.
Maybe. Go. I'm going to go with you.
Maybe.
I'm going to go with you as your consultant of what is going to look the best.
Tattoo consultant.
But
I'll take it.
What about, like, attracting other people, though? I mean, people might look and say, you know, it's a spider. I don't want to look at it all the time.
You mean the tattoo.
Yeah, the tattoo.
If they don't want to look at it all the time, then they are not the person for me.
There we
really?
Go.
Really?
Yeah.
There we
so
go.
So they have to be spider lovers.
Well, not spider lovers.
Just
but
accepting
they
of
have
a spider
to love
tattoo.
Me and love... what I, you know, respect what I love.
I
there
see.
We go.
There you
she
go.
She needs to know her worth.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like me demanding no less than 400.
Exactly.
You demand.
That's still too low.
Oh, you think?
Okay. Yeah.
I should shoot for 1,000.
At least.
There we go. This is why I love her.
They'll definitely expect sex at 1,000.
Yeah, they would. That's true. The higher the price, the more I would be an escort. Okay, on to the next one. So spiders.
She's still entertaining the idea.
Oh, no, I'm as a joke. I'm not going to do it. I just think it's
goodness.
Funny to talk about. I think it's a good conversation starter. Okay, so spiders is your first full-length
this is
album.
Correct.
And when is it coming out?
Okay, well...
Let's talk about this, because I'm really excited for it.
There's a little story behind this. Yes, it'll be my first... full length. Blankets had 4 songs on it.
Yes.
And then Your Love came out on the Pretty Little Liars
soundtrack. Did you get royalties for that? No.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I mean...
You do, to an extent.
Sure.
Okay, there we go.
And Spiders, yeah, it's going to be probably 10 or 11 songs, probably 11.
Okay.
And it's my first full length.
Yeah.
And as far as when it's coming out... Interesting story there.
Yeah, why don't you tell us about your Kickstarter campaign, which we will put up a link on our website, on our Facebook.
Okay.
It's very kind
tell
of you.
Tell us a little bit
very
about
kind
this.
Very kind of you. Well, Kickstarter is a website that I've gotten on board with,
yes.
that a lot of artists are getting on board with these days.
What is it exactly?
Which is basically an awesome grassroots sort of creative funding campaign extravaganza.
It's cool. A lot of people
what
are
that
using
mean.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Basically, if you know, if you're an artist or you want to put on a show or you invented something cool, you go to Kickstarter, which is a platform where people can pledge money mm-hmm. for, you know, for whatever the arts project is.
Right. Yes.
And then, you know, you set a price. I would set a price of however much I need to finish the project, and then mm-hmm. people pledge the money, mm-hmm. and in return, they get the rewards of the finished project.
Oh,
I see. Okay.
Wow.
You know? Yeah, so it's like, it's a win-win for everyone.
Oh, that's really cool.
So it's people who, you know, actually care about what you're doing and want to get the album
right.
can go to Kickstarter, pledge, you know, $15, $30, mm-hmm. $100, whatever they, you know, feel like.
Yeah.
And then in the end, you know, I break even and
yeah.
instead of going into more and more debt
and
the album like being pushed and pushed and pushed
right.
coming out 9 years from now.
Because that's got to be so expensive to make an album.
It really, it is.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, even these days where it's a lot easier to make music yourself mm-hmm. and you don't have to rely on like a big fancy studio, but you still want to work with talented people and people are worth money and you want to pay them. I mean, I'm not a music producer you know at this stage so
not yet
but
so the Kickstarter campaign is helping and we'll put up a link you guys
on
our
Facebook
page.
Yeah, and it's going to August 4th only. So basically you can pre-order Spiders for the next 2-ish weeks and because there's a time limit on the fundraising campaign. And
gotcha.
I'm basically trying to raise 15 grand by then.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's
wow,
how much
what
it
the
is.
Hell are you going to get that kind of money?
Some rich.
No,
so you
what,
need to go on
so
what's
what
your
do
price?
People really get?
I know, right?
So what do people get from giving you money for this?
So they get the music. So if you want to pledge like $15, what I'll send you when the record's ready is I'll send you a digital download of it plus like an extra cool MP3 that, you know, no one else but the Kickstarter people are going to get.
Right.
And then, you know, for $30, I'm sending people a signed copy of the actual CD.
Mm. Oh, cool.
And, you know, stickers and goodies and stuff like that. And then for the $50 pledge, you get all that. Plus, you get a very soft T-shirt, you know, uh-huh. Beowulf T-shirt.
Which I have now.
Yes. Now we both have Beowulf T-shirts.
Yeah. So it's, you know, if it's not like...
Yeah, it's
worth not
it.
Like begging for money from people who don't care. It's like if mm-hmm. you're into the music and you care about supporting that specific yeah. arts project, it's a great way to
yeah.
I think it's awesome. I've heard of other friends of mine doing it, and they've had great success with it. So, yeah. But 15,000 to make an album?
Well, yeah.
I don't know anything yeah. about this. So for me, I'm just that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you know. The production is expensive, and then there's mastering, and then there's actually yeah. paying for the CDs to be made, and like designers right. and all that.
Yeah.
And then there's marketing, because
yeah,
after you get the CD, it's kind of like, all right, well, you need to spread the word
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's things
yeah.
like that. It all goes back into it, and it's certainly...
Yeah.
It's all going for the music.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's yeah. really exciting. So everybody check it out on our Facebook page. Sam will post it. Sam will post it. Sam is on it. A link to her Kickstarter campaign. And you guys, you have
kind.
A couple weeks to get pre-order Spiders, which I love the cover of yours. You showed it to
Thank you.
To me. She The cover of Spiders is a awesome picture of her mom and her dad back in like what the 70s
in the
70s and it was on their wedding day or no
it was my brother's wedding
and he's feeding her cake or what
yeah.
is it yeah he's feeding
he's
her cake
feeding
it's
her
such
cake.
A cool like it looks like a picture that they would sell that's like a mass produced picture
right.
but I was like oh this is such a great picture where'd you get it or something you're like these are my parents and I was like oh my god this is awesome it's a great cover
it's
love
beautiful.
It
it's beautiful.
Really cool. So check it out. I'm excited to learn. So all of your stuff on Spiders is original.
Correct.
Or is it? Okay, so it's
Correct.
All original stuff.
It's all original yeah. stuff.
That's awesome. You've been busy, girl.
Girl.
So you, girl. So
do you remember, why didn't you do a cover of Spiders and Snakes? You know that song?
I don't know that song. What is
you
it?
Don't know?
What song is that?
It's by Jim Stafford. Here, listen to this. That's from the 70s. It's called Spiders and Snakes.
Said you wanna walk me home from school. Well, I said, yes, I do.
This is cool.
I like this.
She said,
wait till the chorus.
Go right home, and I would kinda like to be alone. Some of you would. I said, me too. And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, do what you wanna do. Got silly and found the frog in the water by a hollow log and I shook it out. And I said,
come on, the chorus.
For you.
There we go.
She said, I don't like spiders and snakes.
Oh my God,
and that ain't what it takes to love me.
This is really cool.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
Like I want to be loved by you.
Go, Sammy!
That was incredible.
Anyway, that is such a great song. I've never heard it.
It really is. And maybe you should do a cover of it.
Maybe I should do a cover of it.
You should.
I will strongly consider it.
There we go.
Okay, so we got a couple more tracks here from
yes.
you. I want to play them before we leave.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, cool.
So describe the next one that you want us to play.
Well, how about we do a little sneak listen?
Yeah.
I think it's like 30 seconds or so. Of one of the tracks from the new
album.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
The song is called The Thread of the Thing. And of course, on the full album, you would hear the full track.
Yeah.
But now we get 30 seconds.
What does that mean, the thread of the thing? What did you mean by that?
That's a great question.
Yeah. She was probably just high on something.
Totally stoned.
I was pretty baked. The thread of the thing, you know, it's The Thread of the Thing is kind of one of those songs that kind of wrote itself, and I sort of figured out what it meant afterwards, but let's just go with.
Let's just
go with whatever you feel.
There we go.
Whatever you feel it means
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, you give it the meaning yourself.
Yeah. There we go.
That's a cop out if I've ever heard one.
Oh, no. Well, I've added the thread, like the thread of a story.
Yeah.
The thread of a story, and this is specifically the thread of a story of my life.
Okay, so let's hear a little of the thread of the thing.
Love it.
The thread of the thing.
Thank you.
So haunting.
Yeah. Ooh. It's kind of like Enya-ish, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, isn't it?
I'll take it.
I can hear that. And
all
you
right.
know, they're
like ambient. Ish.
Ish. She's got an incredible voice.
She does.
But you've been compared to Tori Amos, who I love. I was in her music video. Do you know this?
Oh yeah.
OMG.
Oh, OMG. I'm gonna tell you. But really quick, you know the song is sort of Fairy Tale. It came out a while ago. Okay, it's a really weird video. If you go check it out, you guys can all make fun of me. There is what the concept is Tori Amos and Adrian Brody are in it, and their heads are on people's legs. That's my leg. That's my leg. But she's like the nicest person. But you've been compared to Tori Amos and Joni Mitchell and Annie DeFranco, all amazing
That's
artists.
Nice.
That's
but
cool.
That's really cool.
They're really good.
Yeah.
I don't know about, well.
And Tori's really nice, just saying. So you better be
that is
stay
good
nice.
To know.
You better stay nice. You are nice. I'm saying stay nice.
I will kill myself before I stop
there
being
we go.
Nice.
I will kill you if you become a bitch. I mean, you are to me, but that's okay. Because I'm a bitch to you, so it works out. And you also have another clip. I want to play your other... You have another one, right?
Yeah, it's called Yours, right?
More. Yeah, Yours.
And this is off of...
Well, it's off of Blankets, but it was on a television show called...
Yes. What?
Called Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Here we go. Wow. Do it up, girl.
Not many people watch that show, so.
Oh, right. Nobody does.
I don't. Probably the only one.
When I go to sleep and I pray to be in yours.
A song to relax to, huh?
I love
wow.
it. It's really great. I think I did hear it.
I
on
went
grades.
Into a trance here did for a second.
Oh, great.
That's what she wants you to do.
Yeah,
she
I guess.
Wants to put you in a trance
Zone
and make you cry
out.
At the same time.
Yeah.
She actually, Faye gave us goodies when she walked in, everybody. She gave us stickers and a t-shirt, and they say, Faye Wolf made me cry.
Yeah.
That's what she does best.
Really?
Cool. Sad song humor.
I love it. I love it. Now, with all of this going on, because we have like 5 minutes left, but you're an actress as well, obviously, because you're in Rose, and you've been on Bones and Numbers and Ghost Whisperer and all that good stuff, and so you guys can check her out on there. Go to her IMDb page. And you also have a professional... Well, you have a business. It is professional. It's a business. Jesus. You're a professional organizer, is what I was trying to say. And your company is called New Order.
Yeah.
Named after the band.
Named after the band.
Look
at
you.
Yeah.
So you organize people.
I do. Sometimes I do. I go into people's houses and I tell them how to get rid of their clutter and make everything better.
Really? So people are like that retarded, right?
Yes. I'm going to answer yes.
No. People are not retarded.
I'm going to say yes.
Most people, I mean, including myself, you know, can use a little help with sort of streamlining and getting rid of too much stuff and donating a bunch of stuff and making things work better and making sense of paper and all that kind of stuff.
So you're like, you like make people's lives better in every way.
Well,
are you, but can
gets
I ask?
Gets them organized, then she sings them lullabies.
There we go.
That's
and
a
puts
lot.
People to sleep. She gets them organized and then she sings them to sleep in their bed.
Ooh,
that would be a great service.
Spin off business.
I just gave you an idea. That would be a great service. But then they might ask you for sexual favors if you bring them into the bedroom.
Okay, we're not.
So anyway, on to the, but enough about that. But no, I wanted to ask you, are you organized yourself?
I am.
Good.
Here's what I'll say.
There we go.
Here's what I'll say.
Good.
I am a very organized person in that I definitely know where everything is.
Yeah.
And I never have to look, you know, more than, you know, 15 seconds or something. But sometimes, you know, I'm throwing a bunch of clothes on the chair and
I don't think people expect you to be like perfectly organized all the time.
Sure.
I'm just asking that because it's funny. There are some people that are like, they seem like, or they run a business and they're perfectly put together.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And I wasn't trying to out you.
No. Of course.
But I was just asking.
I'm pretty on top of my
well,
shit.
Well, that's good.
But almost to a fault where sometimes I like need things to be so in line that it like, you know, makes me too crazy.
Yeah.
And really, I just,
you have to find that balance, you know?
Yeah.
But I think it's also easier to help others. You know what I mean? Because you're not in it.
Oh,
so you can walk into somebody's house and be like, look, you need to take away this clutter. Because you're not attached to it.
Exactly.
This isn't stuff that you're attached to. And be like, you know what? Just get rid of it. You don't need it.
Yeah.
The best thing, I have to say this, my advice, I mean, check out her company. But before I knew you, Cecile, my friend Cecile, she help me clean out my closet. I'm saying this, either hire Faye as helping get rid of your clutter or find a good friend, but hire Faye and clean out your closet and have a friend help you do it because they're not attached.
True.
I swear
it's
to God,
true.
It was the best
having
thing I've ever done.
And a friend is usually better than a family member too.
Yes.
Yeah. A friend who's just like, look, are you wearing this? You look like,
But what helped me was because I was attached to it. But Cecile would be, she would go, as long as I've known you, you've never worn this.
Right.
Get rid of it.
Right.
That I was like, thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I was okay with it.
Yeah.
Then I was okay to get rid of it. But I highly recommend doing that.
Okay. So we'll do it.
There we go.
Yeah.
And hire Faye. New Order. And they can find. Do you have a website for this? New Order. Or a link or something.
Sure.
Can we stalk you in every possible way? Is what I'm trying to ask you.
If you go to FayeWolf.com, you can find all kinds of things.
Wow.
Sure.
Fantastic.
FayeWolf.com, FayeWolfMusic.com, and
everything else that you do on
Google.
The side.
I'm adding careers left and right.
I just gave you a career.
You can
sing people lullabies.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Now, finally, I think a lot of people want to know. I mean, most of Stephanie's friends are into women and stuff. Are you too?
Oh.
Are you too? I mean, you're in a bisexual comedy and stuff, right?
It's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know,
I do identify as a bisexual woman.
She does.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really?
I do.
How
and
cool.
It's kind of a coincidence, the whole Rose thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a coincidence.
Yeah.
Wow. How cool.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
why me, her, and Kristen are on the cover. Because Jamie, who is also another
co-star,
she's straight. Oh, so okay. They did an article on that. That's the only reason why she's not on it.
Right.
It's not because we hate her. I mean, I'm just kidding. I love her.
She just doesn't fit into the
format. They're doing an article on women that are out on our, you know, for our show. So that's why the three of us are doing articles and doing photo shoots and stuff.
I see.
So she is as well.
Okay, that's very cool. Well, much success to you.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my God. Thanks for coming on. You were amazing. Everybody, check out Faye. Go to Sam and Stephanie to check out her Kickstarter link and pre-order Spiders and anything else you want to pre-order, a date or whatever else with her.
There you go.
Sexy.
But check her out, guys. Thanks so much, Faye.
Thank you.
Okay, Faye, all the best to you. Stephanie, thank you.
Sammy, thank you. Thanks, guys.
See you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.